Good evening. My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the Village. And you should all have a copy of Vespers 86. It's, as Carol mentioned, it's either blue, gray, faded blue, or white. They're all the same. And many of you know this in your own settings as Hold an Evening Prayer. Marty Haugen wrote this when he was on sabbatical here at Holden in 1986. So these are like the original versions of it. So we call it Vespers 86 here at Holden. As we go through the service, we'll stand at the beginning and remain standing through the Thanksgiving for Light on page 4. When it comes to the psalm tonight, it's the prerogative of the leader, Clay Gustafson, tonight to decide how the psalm is divided, and he suggested we do it by pizza choices. So if tonight you ate minimalist pizza, that is only cheese or the barest tomato and cheese, you're a one. If you ate it with all those good veggies on it, you're a two. Or pick, you know, whatever. If you ate one of each, you know, you can decide. So that's how the psalm gets split. It's a canon in two parts. When we come to the Magnificat, just before it, when in the part about the Annunciation on page 9, when Clay will sing, and Mary said, when Clay leads it, he likes the women to sing Mary's quote there, I am the servant of my God, I live to do your will. So all the women sing that together. And then we'll all stand to sing the Magnificat, the gospel canticle for evening prayer. We hear the proclamation of God's good news from Mary's wonderful song. Then we'll be seated again for the prayers and the conclusion of the service. When we come to the benediction on page 12, we all sing that together. Please stand as you are able.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people. Darkness bright, for your word and your presence.
presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Come before you, go, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
A reading from Matthew. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Dorothy L. Sayers. "The kingdom of heaven," said Jesus, "is among you. But what precisely is the kingdom of heaven? You cannot point to existing specimens saying, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there.' You can only experience it. But what is it like, so that when we experience it, we may recognize it? Well, it is like change, like being born again and relearning everything from the start. It is secret living power, like yeast. It is something that grows, like seed. It is the precious, like buried treasure, like a rich pearl, and you have to pay for it. It is the sharp cleavage through the rich jumble of things which life presents, like fish and rubbish in draw net, like wheat and tares, like wisdom and follies. And it carries with it a kind of menacing finality. It is new, yet in a sense, it was always there, like turning out a cupboard and finding there your own childhood, as well as your present self. It makes demands. It is like an invitation to a royal banquet, gratifying, but not to be disregarded. And you have to live up to it where it is equal. It seems unjust where it is just. It is clearly not equal. As with the single pound, the diverse talents, the laborers in the vineyard, you have what you bargained for. It knows no compromise between an uncalculating mercy and a terrible justice, like the unmerciful servant. You get what you give. It is helpless in your hands like the king's son. But if you slay it, it will judge you. It was from the foundations of the world. It is to come. It is here and now. It is in within you. It is within you. It is recorded that the multitudes sometimes failed to understand.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said,
"I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will.
My soul lives your grace, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have
watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Let us bless our God.